SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaks before Congress today in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. Netanyahu has assured a warm welcome from Republican lawmakers who arranged for his appearance in the House chamber, but several Democrats plan to boycott his appearance. Also on SRNNews.com, Kamala Harris's run for the White House is posing new challenges for down-ballot candidates, including a number of Democratic senators up for re-election.
Harris's emergence as the party's likely presidential nominee is creating some new angles of attack for Republicans hoping to flip the Senate. Key Republican targets include Senators John Tester, Sherrod Brown, Bob Casey, and Jackie Rosen. All will now have to face questions about Vice President Harris's controversial policy positions, some dating back to the 2020 Democratic primary. Many of her statements lean hard to the left on topics ranging from the border and immigration to Medicare for All and opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Republicans are quickly pivoting their focus from President Biden to his possible successor, Vice President Harris. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says Harris is just as responsible for the failed policies of Mr. Biden.
Look, it doesn't matter if it's Biden or Harris. In fact, it's even worse if it's Harris. Americans can't afford another 4 years of weak leadership and policy failures that have become the cornerstone of the Harris-Biden administration.
Tesla's second quarter net income fell 45% from a year ago as the company's global electric vehicle sales tumbled, despite price cuts and low interest financing. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off 170 points. This is SRN News. The New York City Health Department changes course.
In a unanimous vote, department officials have decided to stop treating late-term abortion babies with the deference shown to other deceased people. According to the New York Post, that means no more sending the babies to a funeral home for proper burial. Now abortion clinics in the city will be allowed to do whatever they want with the dead infants. New York has one of the highest abortion rates of any city or county in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some church leaders in San Antonio are participating in a unique project that trains them to serve as mental health counselors. Under a Harvard Medical School pilot program, they'll work as interns before counseling on their own and will refer more serious cases to medical providers. By the end of the year, the initial group of 10 clergy and church members will be able to deliver services independently and then help train another cohort of religious leaders. This is SRN News. A major setback for DEI programs in Alabama.
Three University of Alabama system campuses have closed diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and shifted staff members to other programs. The move was taken to comply with a new state law that bans DEI programs on public college campuses. Schools in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and Huntsville announcing the closure of the DEI offices. That law goes into effect on the first day of October. Jason Walker reporting.
Google's corporate parent Alphabet Inc. delivered another quarter of steady growth amid an AI-driven shift in the ubiquitous search engine that is the foundation of its internet empire. The second quarter report indicated Google is still reeling in advertisers. It comes on the heels of the May introduction of an artificial intelligence feature. More details at SRNNews.com.